Atle could tell by the molten metal and jagged holes around the tunnel mouth that Han had poured a lot of fire down it. But that didn't mean there were no survivors lurking inside. On the other hand, there were probably a lot of nooks and crannies in the loading bay itself where their Sith enemies could have taken cover. And it wouldn't be long before they recovered from the initial shock of the cannon attack. She glanced back toward the Falcon. The laser cannons were still sweeping toward the right side of the loading bay, firing on full automatic and cutting down anything that moved. And most of what didn't. R2-D2 was already within a couple meters of her, coming out of the smoke with his grasping arm extended and a grenade in the pincer claw. Leia tried to catch sight of her husband inside the belly turret, but the smoke was too thick and the flashing of the cannons too bright. She shook her head. "He really does think of everything." She extended her hand to use the Force to gently tug at the grenade. To her relief, R2-D2 seemed to understand and opened his claw. The grenade was a Mersenne C-20 concussion model, perfect for clearing the tunnel without rendering it impassable. Leia set the fuse for 2 seconds and removed the safety pin, then finally took her weight off Alana.
"When I run, I follow,"
Alana yelled back.
"I have had evasion training, you know."
Leia did know, and it broke her heart to realize how essential that training had been. Her 9-year-old granddaughter was already a veteran of several assassination attempts, and practically an old hand at close quarters combat. R2-D2 rolled past, making straight for the tunnel. Leia released the firing handle and tossed the grenade ahead of the droid, then used the Force to float it into the mouth of the passage, where it stopped dead, as someone inside caught it in the Force. Leia pushed harder and felt the Sith pushing back. Then a white flash filled the tunnel, and Leia felt nothing inside the passage at all. Pulling Alana up beside her, Leia jumped to her feet and felt a cold ripple race up her spine. She shoved Alana forward. "Go," she yelled, "and blast anything that moves in there." As Leia spun around, Sith heads started to pop into view, peering over smoking bodies and from behind the Falcon struts. Bolts of energy began to streak toward her from half a dozen directions. She deflected the first 3, then launched herself into a backward Force flip and nearly collapsed when she came down hard on her injured leg. Basil was 2 meters away from Leia, trailing long loops of intestine as he crawled toward her and the tunnel on hands and knees. She switched to a one-handed grip and extended her free hand toward the Ramoan, trying to use the Force to help him to his feet. A fork of Force lightning crackled past a fist's width above his back, and Leia barely managed to catch it with her one-handed lightsaber grip. Basil looked up and shook his head. A pained smile creased his wide mouth, and one of his tiny eyes squeezed shut in a weary wink.
"It's an act."
Leia felt her grasp slipping and had to grab her lightsaber with both hands. Basil slumped, but instead of dropping back to his belly, he lifted himself higher into the path of the Force lightning.
"Go!" he boomed. "Alana needs..."
Allowing the sentence to trail off, he simply pointed at the tunnel. Then, incredibly, he rose to his feet again and turned, bringing his lightsaber up to catch the Force lightning. Somehow, over the roar of the Falcon's cannon turrets and the screaming blasters and the hissing lightsabers, Leia heard Alana crying out for her friend, begging him to come back.